Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The guys are off today, but they'll be back on Monday.
Hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go, let's get out of here.
One, two, three, Cancun.
In for OMF, it's Mutt and Andy Hart.
You are like built for night radio.
Okay, you're built for no radio because you sit here and tell me that it's a factory to play catch in the OTAs.
With all the Patriots quarterback discussion, how could we forget to mention Jarrett Stidham?
I think there's a chance that Jarrett Stidham is starting quarterback in 2021.
Wait, that Jarrett Stidham?
Jarrett Stidham's been here for over a year.
We finish every week with the best of our worst OMF ups in the 5 p.m. hour.
Damn it, I messed it up again on being OMF ups.
Now it's time for OMF.
Interruptus Maximus.
On EEI.
Let's do it. Happy Friday. Garvin, Tyler, Eamon, Andy Hart, happy Friday, boys. What's going on?
Hi, how are ya?
Oh, boy. So when Andy Hart joins Mutt at Night, we don't have this Zoom feed because, as you may have heard, Mutt at Night's not on Twitch, so you don't need that.
I haven't heard that.
But I do watch a lot of Dalen Keefe on Twitch. And so when Andy Hart's on there, he's had a very similar look for about a month where it's like unkempt, but visor or hat. Mostly visor, right? It's a visor
look,
right? Yeah,
always visor. Hats don't fit me.
Well, today is not a visor, which tells me one thing and one thing only. Tonight's a TV night. Somebody is on TV at 6 o'clock tonight because the hair is looking good, my friend.
Damn right, getting back in the TV mix. Okay, I don't want to mess the hair up too much. Hopefully the Zoom works. Hopefully the wireless works. I'm intrigued to see how this whole Zoom TV thing works. But yes, NBC Sports Boston wants me to talk about Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, I talked to the producer there. They asked like 50 other people, couldn't get anyone, so they asked you. Congratulations. Tonight.
Andy looks how everybody looks when the pandemic started.
Yeah, but
he looks like everybody
the visor on. Hair looks good. You haven't had a haircut in a while, but hair looks good.
I have not had a haircut since November. Haven't had a shave since December. I'm 3 months into the beard and 4 months into the hair.
Yeah, how long did you run, Forrest? How many miles did you run before you stopped?
Today?
No, you look like Forrest Gump. There's a Forrest Gump look to you right now.
Good beard, nice and lengthy.
Looks good.
Look at it. Can you see the grays? Do the grays come on?
You can check it out on Twitch. Just search
sophisticated.
WEEI Boston. Don't do it during Mutt at Night because we're not on there. But during this show, you can do it. Just
get
pointing it out.
Over it. No
just
one cares.
Glenn, no. Christian, no. Lou, no. Cancun? Maybe.
Oh, they all went to Cancun?
Maybe.
With their kids? Just for the night? Nice dads?
We have a lot of football to get to today. You wrote a column that has the entire internet freaking out. It's got you on TV tonight, so good job out of you. We'll get to it, I promise, in just a couple of minutes. But as a father who has used his kids as an excuse before, and I admit it, I don't know if you want to admit that, Andy, as a father of two, like there has been a family event or two, some social events or two, where I have maybe fibbed and said, kid's not feeling well.
Don't do that.
Stomach flu. Like,
no.
You've never done that?
I've used the kids, but I don't think I ever use illness. I feel like that's bad karma. Bad mojo, baby.
Is it? Okay, well, what's worse? The kids are sick, I can't come to dinner tonight, or my kids wanted to go to Cancun, so I'm going to leave millions stranded in Texas.
Yeah, that's not great. That's not great. He's taking a lot of hits because it's not just the kids he used as an excuse. The whole thing about they left the dog behind?
There's a poodle. There's a poodle at home during this.
Looking out longingly out the window, like, why can't I go to Cancun? Yeah, there's a lot. I did find some irony, though, in Hillary Clinton tweeting out, don't vote for somebody who you wouldn't trust with your dog. And I was this close to replying, don't marry someone you wouldn't leave around your daughter. Because I wouldn't leave your husband around my daughter, lady.
That would have got some retweets. I'd have been hot in the Twitter streets yesterday. That would have worked for you.
Oh, yeah, Callahan would have loved it. That maggot.
Excellent. Andy's got a great, you guys see Andy's great tweet from Andy Hart. Oh, good. He's a good football guy, but he knows his politics. It's good. Good.
Maggot.
Maggot. So, Ted Cruz, we talked about this yesterday, and big deal or no big deal. But since then, Ted Cruz has apologized, or tried to, essentially. So, for those who don't know it, the quick and dirty, he went to Cancun with millions of people in the freezing cold, where the pictures are, Andy, you've seen these, like in these apartment buildings, like icicles are forming through ceiling fans.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the big one to me. Like, that's how you know it's cold. No power, no water, going to be like that for days. The power plants there don't have antifreeze or something like that. So it's awful. Millions of people, no power and freezing. And so on the Wednesday of school vacation week in Texas, he went to Cancun with his family. He got caught. Had to fly back the next day with a picture that now will live in infamy of himself in an airport with like the bag and the carry on, the big belly hanging. Yes. He looks
challenging
awful.
Bernie for the meme championship.
Absolutely.
I actually saw it on Mars. Did you see that Ted Cruz was towing his luggage on Mars in front of the Perseverance rover?
I didn't see that, but I saw it. Bernie watching Ted disapprovingly, like looking behind in the airport at what Ted Cruz was doing. So he came out and apologized, and instead of just saying, look, bad job by me, he threw his two daughters, I think it's two daughters, directly under the bus. This was Ted Cruz in an all-time like bad dad moment. As a dad who's used his kids as an excuse before, this is bad dad Ted Cruz blaming his daughters for what happened.
It was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it.
But
I was trying to be a dad, and all of us have made decisions. When you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heater power, and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, all right, if I can do this, great. That's what I wanted to do. As I said, really, from the moment I sat on the plane, I began really second-guessing that decision and saying, look, I know why we're doing this, but I've also got responsibilities. And it had been my intention to be able to work remotely, to be on the phone, to be on internet, to be on Zoom, to be engaged. But I needed to be here, and that's why I came back. And then as it became a bigger and bigger firestorm, it became all the more compelling that I needed to come back.
He came back because he got caught, Andy.
Right.
He lied. He said it was a one-and-done thing. They found his itinerary. He wasn't supposed to return until Saturday. Originally not back until Saturday. Came back the next day, not because he felt bad or guilty. He got caught. The media found out about it. And so the senator of Texas, with his state under ice, like frozen, frozen in real life, has to come home and says, I want to be a dad. My daughters wanted to go.
And he just lied through his teeth when he said when he got on the plane, he started to. No, you didn't start to realize it until you saw Twitter and social media and the photos and the backlash started to come. That's when you realized it and started scrambling and CYO and the next morning booking a flight back. And, you know, then you get all the text messages from his wife. That's, by the way, I would take some neighbor off your text chain because they're not part of your inner circle like you think they are.
How about that? So like what Andy's talking about is they got a hold of Ted Cruz's wife inviting neighbors, right, to go to the trip. Like,
yeah,
to sort of go on the trip with them.
Ritz-Carlton,
big
$309 a night if you can make it.
Right? He's the senator of Texas.
But we can agree. I know that on this show, there's Glenn and Lou and Fourier.
Yep.
Those are the three main guys.
OMF, yes, yes.
The fourth guy is Optics Man, right? Optics Man is a
correct
big player in the show.
He's
and
always
this isn't. This is an optics issue. Can we agree on that? It's an optics issue.
Optics Man.
No.
Because
I think it's a
don't
real
do crap.
Real like, life issue.
Is he like, you know, does he have the ability to Miyagi his hands together and melt a couple homes and heat them up? No. He's going to do something for a photo op pretending he's actually working or he's making calls or he's doing this. He would do nothing. Now, there could be another political controversy right now. What do you think's a bigger deal? If you fly to Cancun when there's an ice storm in your state, or you cover up and hide the deaths of people in nursing homes?
Okay, I'm not comparing him to Cuomo. Cuomo is
an
idiot.
This is an optics issue.
It's not an optics issue. No.
So he was going to heat somebody's home?
Could he be
what exactly was he going to do in
this
Texas?
Is the part of the show where Andy does not let the other host talk. Get
yes,
ready for
because
this
the other host
hours.
Is you.
No, because in this situation, could he be fighting for dollars for the fixing of certain things?
How's he doing that?
Be on the phone with Washington saying, we need help.
He has a cell phone. Okay. We've all learned you can work from your home, couch, your kids'
when you go on vacation, you work from vacation. The answer is no. When you're on the boat, Andy Hart is not work time. It is Miller Lite time. It is sun and fun time.
I have done radio interviews from the boat. I have done radio interviews from the beach. I've done radio interviews with Miller Lights in my hand. I wrote a column about Antonio Brown from the dock on a laptop once.
Oh, this is Andy Hart right now. He's on vacation mode right there. Yeah, but I don't.
So give me like the three major things Ted Cruz was going to do in Texas if he stayed there.
Support the other residents there by just being there being there with them. Like
misery loves company. I'm cold too, guys. Well, I'm cold.
By the way,
really cold.
A lot of parents want to get out of here right now, but they can't because if you travel, you feel guilty because when you come home, the rule around here in this state is you got to sit for 10 or 14 days. And so I don't want to. We didn't do that my wife's a teacher, so she really couldn't. But then we didn't want to lie and send the kids back to school next week and say, the state.
That's a legitimate concern.
Right,
I read the neighbors already complaining about that down there, that their school specifically asked people not to travel. And if you travel, when you come back, I believe they're asking at least 7 days. So
yeah,
his
and
kids
so,
can't go to school for 7 days.
And I don't know if the schools are officially open, but then that means they have to do, and we've talked about this, remote learning stinks. You can't learn that way. We're going to hear from a school board member later on in the show who thinks that parents are losers because they want their kids back to school. But it's like, That's the first one. Okay, the school thing is one. Being with the residents of the people that elected him. They elected him. They're stuck there. In my opinion, Andy, he should be too. And then number three, you're right. There is probably some optics, photo things that he could have done to show some extra support. So,
yeah.
but like
go- sandbags, you know, those photo ops or whatever. Oh, look, I'm bringing a blanket to this guy. And it's like, yeah, you're actually in the way. I could have delivered 20 blankets in the time it took you to do your photo op blanket or the coats. It would have been all photo ops. He just got the opposite of the good optics. He got the bad optics.
And for
either
record,
way, he was getting optics this week.
Cuomo is infinity times worse. So don't do this thing where everyone on social media is, oh, you're...
Maggot!
The New York Times...
Why don't you focus where you should be?
They compared the two. I'm not comparing the two. What Cuomo did was a million times worse. Infinity times worse, whatever. This is also very bad. Meanwhile, this is not bad, because when Andy Hart writes things that people don't like on the internet, they react to it. And boy, were the comments... wild today on an Andy Hart column on the Patriots quarterback situation. We'll get to it next in for OMF. It's Mutt and Hart, WEEI.
Don't go anywhere. More to come next. It's the Drive Home with OMF on EEI.
Go shopping, get rewards, and save at Shaw's with Just For You. Now this week, Shaw's Just For You members can stock up on soda and pick up Pepsi or Schweppes Seltzer 12-pack cans at 3 for only $8.97 when you buy 3 and activate the digital coupon at checkout. Limited to 3 per customer and offer is valid through Thursday, February 25th. Saving with Just For You is easy. You just download the Shaw's app, you activate the offer, key in your registered phone number at checkout, and you save instantly. Shaw's, you're in for something fresh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
On Twitter,
at Lou Berlone.
I obviously agree with Lou.
But what? I don't know what the hell I even said.
Back to OMF
on WEEI.
A head coach in the division has said, I know one thing for a fact, and that's the New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
Daniel Jeremiah.
He's got tremendous ability.
James White.
You know, what are your thoughts of Jared Stidham as a quarterback?
Jared's a good football player. Obviously, you can tell that coming in his rookie year. He has all the talent he needs to be successful in this league, and I'm sure he's excited for whenever he gets the opportunity to step out there, and I think he'll be great whenever he does.
Matt Hayes, who is a senior national college football writer for the Bleacher Report.
And now, had he stayed at Baylor, you'd have seen what type of player he was in that offense for 3 years. Probably a first-round pick. I really do like him. I do. I liked him when he was coming out in the draft. I thought he was a first-round quarterback last year coming out of Auburn.
Tim Hasselbeck.
I thought he was the third best one in that class. I thought he could have been a first-rounder.
Is it fair to say that if you did start Stidham, you won't necessarily find out anything more than you already know about him?
I think there would be some truth to that.
Based on your answer, since you know everything you need to know about him.
I don't think I said I know everything I need to know about him.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's the way I interpreted it.
At some point, he'll get an opportunity to play, and a good opportunity to prepare, and that'll be a better evaluation, whatever point that is. I don't know.
All right, there's a list of, I counted them today, 21 quarterbacks we've talked about in the last couple of months that relates to the Patriots and next year, what they're going to do, trades, free agency, all that stuff. Andy Hart is right when he writes at WEEI.com today. Apparently, everyone is in a COVID fog these days because Stidham is truly the forgotten man in Foxborough. We have not talked about this guy whatsoever, other than mocking his workouts out in California with Jordan Palmer, or showing up at a restaurant picture with his, you know, Kennedy Stidham somewhere on Instagram, where he continues to sort of play the part of like fake internet quarterback, not real life NFL quarterback. And so Andy Hart writes today, hear me out, Jared Stidham should be in the running for the Patriots 2021 quarterback job. And you can read the column right now at WEEI.com. We'll ask Andy to condense his column into a take as to, so I'm driving around today, I've not read the column yet, and I hear you've written this. Tell the people, tell us, tell everybody why Jared Stidham should actually be considered based on what we know about him in his first 2 years in the system.
Well, first of all, I would say that tremendous job by our producers, whoever put that together.
That would be
Tyler. I rest my case.
Tyler did a great job with that, yeah.
Ryan, whoever did it, I rest my case.
Thank you.
That audio is awesome. That
excellent column today for WEEI.com.
Thanks,
completely Rob. Fluffs up my column there. But all I would say is, first of all, we know the whole narrative last spring when everybody was all on his jock, right? He's the next guy. Look at Bill. He's not signing anybody. He's not trading for anybody. Jordan Love, he could have had. He didn't want him. Nope, he's all in on Stidham. That was the story that many of us were spinning, reading the tea leaves. And then the bottom fell out of everything, quite frankly, the world we live in, quite frankly. And the year two jump
that we know Bill loves, right? How many times have you heard Bill talk about, oh, the biggest jump a player makes is from year one to year two?
With all sorts of positions, too. It's not like one position. It's everybody. Yeah.
Everybody. But if there's one position that probably needs more seasoning than any, we can agree it's quarterback.
Yep.
Especially after his story coming out of Auburn that, you know, the offense wasn't good as last year, the scheme and the talent around him, all those things. Whatever. So he loses that offseason and just so happens to be on a team that many of us had said as of March, we didn't need to wait until September, October, or November. Many of us in the spring said they have no weapons. They stink. Their best weapon is a 34-year-old slot receiver coming off a 100-catch season who was banged up endlessly in that season.
Mm-hmm.
They are in trouble in terms of weapons. That's a big reason why Tom Brady on March 17th said, peace out, see you in Tampa. I'll have a Lombardi in a year. And Jarrett Stidham never got his chance to have the year two jump. So was he like a year two player last year, or was he kind of like a year 1.2 player, or year 1.3
player? No, he was a year two player who never got a chance to play at all during the season.
But wait, he never got a chance to prepare to play for the season.
But whose choice was that?
That's my point.
Like, Josh,
did you hear Bill? Were you listening when Bill said, at some point he'll get a chance to, and he started to say prepare, and he stopped.
Oh, I thought he was going to say prove. I heard prove there.
Oh, I think prepare. Prove. I don't think he ever got a chance to prepare, and Bill's smart enough to know. If I'm smart enough to know his weapons stink, Bill's smart enough to know his weapons stink and his offense stinks. He didn't want to throw, potentially, I'm sort of reading again from afar, he didn't want to throw Jarrett Stidham, that's one of my pet peeves, not Jared. Jarrett Stidham.
TT.
To the Wolves, right? And now he's got another year under his belt, right? He worked with a guy who maybe his skills are a little bit more similar to his, because I don't know if you heard coming out of high school, he was a dual-threat quarterback.
I did. He was ranked ahead of Lamar Jackson as dual-threat quarterback coming out of high school.
Boom! So now he's worked with a guy who's a runner and a thrower, theoretically. At least he still runs. He can't really throw anymore, but Jarrett knows how to run, throw. So he did all of that. We'll see. He did all of that. Is it not easy to foresee him taking that year two jump in year three? And oh, by the way, the team may be better around him because they have $60 million. They have the 15th pick in the draft. They may add, let's just say, let's pretend. Let's play radio like Keyshawn Johnson loves to say.
Love it.
Jaylen Waddle at the 15th pick. Guy who's one of the top receivers in college football comes in, boom. Hopefully he's not limping like he did in the national title game. He's ready to make plays for you.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Devin Asiasi. Maybe he's an actual young tight end, but maybe you add to him.
There are so many maybes in this diatribe you're giving us right now.
This is the world we live in now, maybe, Mutt. Right? This is maybe land. Maybe Mutt, maybe land, maybe you and I won't be here in 2 hours. Who knows? It's maybe world. So I think the guy who, by the way, is the only actual quarterback in New England right now, the only guy who has a contract,
the only guy
who's on the roster for the Patriots.
That's the best concrete evidence you've given so far. He's the only guy there.
This is sort of a backhanded compliment. Has, unlike many of the other options that are available, has not proven that he stinks.
Well, see, this is where I can't, and he wrote a very good column today. People should read it. We'll pick through it. Like, this is where we get off track, because I think he proved he stinks.
When?
By not getting an opportunity at all last year.
Because James White said he's going to be great? The guy who practices with him every day?
Those are his teammates. Here's what I'd like you to do. You're giving Tyler all this credit for finding sound. You find me any sound of any player ripping someone on the roster at some point, saying that player's not very good, I'll give you $1,000. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, you just...
He said he's going to be great.
Okay.
He's going to be ready to go. Like,
that's fine.
He didn't just say he didn't say the Jaylen Brown no comment with a long pause. He said, when he gets his chance, he's going to be great.
Okay, so explain to me again, because I can't
get... Like, you're an idiot. I'll pretend.
That's fine. I don't have to pretend. Why didn't he play last year? Because the guy in front of him
wasn't good, and he wasn't prepared.
But the quarterback wasn't good. The quarterback they played last year wasn't good.
It didn't matter if you broke Cam.
That quarterback,
who cares if you broke Cam?
He got COVID.
He is a veteran. He's been through this.
That quarterback got COVID.
We're both talking.
That's fine.
Why are we both talking?
That quarterback got COVID, and they went to something named Brian Hoyer instead of Jarrett Stidham in that spot.
And why was that?
Because Jarrett Stidham had all
this chance like you're
to
even dumber than I assume the first
you're
time.
You're ignoring
he
all the time he had
OTAs,
to prove.
He didn't have OTAs. He didn't have training camp. He didn't have preseason. He was not ready. He was not a year two quarterback in the sense of ready to roll. So you had to roll with the veteran. That's why the veteran was here. Break glass in case of emergency. And then the veteran went away because Stidham jumped back to his number two spot, got his mop-up duty. Did you see anything you liked in his mop-up duty?
No.
What?
Jarrett Stidham?
Did you see the fade to Harry, was it, in Kansas City? Did you see the throw to Gunner?
This is the problem. He had his chance to have a Jimmy Garoppolo moment on two or three occasions. He never did. Garoppolo came in Kansas City a couple of years ago, went right down the field with Gronkowski, touchdown, and he said, ooh, I saw a little something there. Your boy
really
Stidham
said that until Bill told you they said
no,
that.
No, we all
guys
said
are all
that.
A bunch of revisionists.
Okay, where was
Bill
where was
that?
Jarrett
learned something about that team that day and that guy.
I think Bill would have played this kid more, especially later in the year, if he thought he had any opportunity to go be successful in the NFL. Because why would he put Cam out there, a guy who was defending all the time with bad weapons, but not see if the young quarterback can sink or swim with the bad
weapons?
Because
he doesn't want him to sink, because long term he thinks he can swim. That's the issue.
Is that no mental toughness? Is that this
kid? This is about like physical preparation.
If you thought he was tough, you'd play him.
Preparation, being ready to play, and having the horses around him to actually do something functional. There weren't any horses. They weren't good, right? Can we agree on that?
See, I think they weren't good, but I also think that Cam Newton being so bad affected our vision of the other guys. Like the tight end, you had mentioned Devin Asiasi, and I sort of mocked it. Like we said, he might take a step forward. I don't know how good either he or Dalton Keene is, because the guy at quarterback can't throw the football. And so Jarrett Stidham, if they had played him, forget the wins and losses, Andy. If you had played him, if he had showed enough for Belichick to put him in a game, in a meaningful game, not a blowout, not as the mop-up pitcher, maybe we have a better view of these guys at receiver and tight end, because Cam Newton didn't help us in that case, did he?
Let me ask you a question. This is more of a general question, so I can kind of paint our discussion here.
Sure.
Do you believe in the idea that failure with young players can adversely affect their long-term development?
Sure, in some cases.
Would quarterback be one?
Was it Clay Meredith? I'm forgetting the Red Sox pitcher they put in and got absolutely tattooed. They had to ship him off to San Diego because they threw him in. Craig Hansen, another guy they brought in.
Yes, Craig Hansen,
way too early out of St. John's. It destroyed him. He was never the same guy again. So, yes. But Stidham was a second-year quarterback. He played multiple years in college in big system in Auburn. Had his full year in the system and an offseason. And he was still protecting him in bubble wrap?
So
that's
a
bad sign, Andy.
So you don't believe in it?
I do believe in it, but I don't think Stidham.
And again, I would argue he wasn't a true second-year quarterback. He was a one-point something. You know how your iPhone updates every week and it says 1.1, 1.2, 1.3?
Takes forever, yes.
That's what he was in. He was in that weird, not a full update, just a partial update, because he never got OTAs. He never got mini camps and all of those things. It was all virtual. And even Bill, I don't know if you listened to his postseason, post-mortem press conference when he kind of crapped all over virtual and said, I think we learned a lot of that doesn't really work and you don't get a lot out of it.
Yeah, it's weird. So what was their record again?
7-9.
Did Bruce Arians crap on virtual? Did Andy Reid crap on virtual? Nice excuse making by the coach. Good. Thanks for pointing that out.
So you think virtual is doing a good job? So your kids are getting just the same kind of education when they're in your living room as they would when they were in school. Thank you. No further questions, Your Honor.
I think when you lose 9 games and 7 of your wins, 2 came against the Jets, you make all the excuses you can. You complain about salary cap constraints. You complain about COVID opt-outs. You complain about virtual. Winning
teams
don't do that.
So you know my answer to that, right?
Winning teams don't do it.
Excuses are just reasons given by losers.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before.
They're true. Yes, so it's true. Most excuses are true. You're choosing to articulate them, and that may paint you in a bad light, but they are true. The reality is the Patriots, like all teams, and Jarrett Stidham, like all young players, missed the opportunity to develop in the offseason. And I do think that set him back. Now, the injury thing in August, I don't know how big a deal that was. I don't know whether that was convenient, not convenient. That's a weird thing. And then you also have these other reports that, he's not an alpha. He didn't take the job, didn't take the bull by the horns. And Cam just came in and kind of gave him the old James Harrison test, said, put lotion on my back, and instead of put lotion on his back, and it was over. It was a prison test. So those are all questions. My only point with the column is, I know Mariota stinks. I know Trubisky stinks. I've seen all these guys fail.
He doesn't stink.
Some of them fail with multiple teams. I've never seen Jarrett Stidham fail in the NFL because I've never seen Jarrett Stidham, as Bill Belichick himself just articulated, get his shot to be a starting quarterback.
Andy wrote today, the reality is, like it or not, Jarrett Stidham should legitimately be a candidate for the Patriots' 2021 quarterback job. Your reaction, 617-779-7937 is the phone number, 617-779-7937. Not only that, but they had a chance to get a quarterback yesterday and apparently had no interest. We'll talk about that and more. It's OMF, Mutt and Hart, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to OMF. Listener discretion advised.
I don't think fans cared enough about me that if I left, they would really give a shit.
Sorry.
It's damn near.
He's going to get a bunch of oops.
Worse than Lou.
Does it sometimes just come down to. Did I just drop an F-bomb right there?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Team WEEI.
Oops.
I really believe in Jarrett's talent. He's a really talented kid. Still trying to figure out how he fell to the fourth round. You're not drafting potential starters in the fourth round. And he's got that kind of ability. I was there when we drafted Castle. I was there. I scouted Hoyer when I was there. I did Jacoby Brissett when he came out of NC State when I was in Seattle. Garoppolo, like, this guy's got more baseline talent than all those guys. And there's no one they could draft that has more talent than Jarrett Stidham outside of those top four guys. I don't care if it's Fromm or Jalen Hurts or Eason, any of these guys. You know, you wouldn't be upgrading the talent.
All right, that is Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl. He used to work for the Patriots for a long time. Worked with the Patriots as a scout in the front office. Heard him there. He scouted Hoyer. He scouted Jacoby Brissett. That was on Mud at Night last year with Andy and myself. And I think out of anyone we talked to, outside of like the guys in the organization like James White and Burkett, etc., he was by far the most adamant that Jarrett Stidham's a legit player. And we talked to him actually recently and still was surprised that Jarrett Stidham didn't have a great year this year for the Patriots.
Yeah. Now, I will say, that could lead you down the road of some of his critics, that it's not physical ability that maybe is holding him back from
mental toughness or something like that.
Mental toughness,
yeah.
Desire, work ethic, alpha nature to him, whatever it may be. Too many traveling, you know, sprees with his wife and, you know, Instagram photos and too much focus on food. I joked to you today. I think I saw one was, it was like, this is the life, or this is what it's all about, or something, some photo in like a
Andy,
beach on the West Coast.
He spent the whole offseason, and we talked about it on our show. I know Danielle talked about it on the morning show. Jake in Boston would call in and talk about it. Like, yes. He was on a Texas road trip to a wedding right around when OTAs and stuff were getting going. His other quarterbacks were having throwing camp. Brady was having a throwing camp in Tampa with his guys, and Jarrett Stidham was like, look at this grilled cheese we got in Texas. What a brunch buffet we have here.
Oh,
that's
poor guy.
You're playing quarterback on Instagram. You're not actually playing in the NFL yet. So, yes, you're right about that. And I had heard, this is not a report, but there were whispers that there were people with the Patriots who didn't like a lot of that and wondered what was Jarrett up to during the summer when other guys were getting ready for the season. Little birdie.
You know, there's a lot of whispers that come out of Foxborough, and a lot of them are stupid.
Yeah. And a lot of them came from you because you worked there for so long.
Well, some of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, did you remember the whispers when Jimmy Garoppolo was soft and got hurt and should have played and they had to throw Jacoby Brissett out there and they weren't ready?
He went to TB12 and they locked him out. That's what I heard.
So, there's lots of whispers. I don't believe all the whispers.
So, in addition to Stidham, when you guys are lined up to, a lot of you want to agree with Andy at 617-779-7937. Just before we get into it, the other quarterback thing I want to talk about to start the show, we'll talk quarterbacks a lot today. I know you guys addressed it because it broke during Dale and Keefe when you were on with them. Once the report came down of what they got for Carson Wentz, and then Mike Giardi, your boy, followed up with they weren't interested, they should have at least been sniffing around. For a third-round pick and a probably first next year for a starting quarterback under contract for 4 years, Andy, at not crazy dollars, maxed out like $20 million, which is the going rate for a good quarterback. in the NFL. It's a day later, but I am very surprised the Patriots weren't at least sniffing around Carson Wentz in the last 24, 48 hours or so.
I think they should have sniffed around, but, I mean, you talk about issues, non-physical, well, physical issues in terms of staying healthy, but also, you know, the sort of the stuff coming out of Philly, the work ethic or the coachability or the fire, desire. There's a lot of questions about Carson Wentz right now. And then the on-the-field stuff, sort of, is he broken? As like he just been beaten to a pulp and he holds onto the ball too long and some of these sack fatigue issues that he's faced with the Eagles. I think there's a lot of questions about Wentz, but to me, the Patriots are in the world of any quarterback, do your research. Like Dale said this a month ago. If you're Bill Belichick, when the season ends, Josh McDaniels, I want you to look at every quarterback that is available, high school, college, NFL backups, NFL injured, coming out of retirement. Did you hear me try to float the rumor that they should set themselves up so if Andrew Luck ever wants to come back?
You've mentioned that a couple times.
Slide Andrew Luck in? So, I don't know. Wentz comes with risk. There's definitely risk with Wentz, but when you look at what they gave up, I mean, the possibility, worst case scenario, the team trading for him, you gave up a 2 and a 3. That's nothing.
It's not a lot. And the salary's not crazy. I mean,
no.
I looked at it. I know it hurts Philly because of the dead cap money, but the team acquiring him, Indianapolis, 4 years at like 70-something, maxes out at $20 million. That's less than Jimmy Garoppolo is going to make per year the next 2 years.
I'm kind of like sick of the focusing on what the guy's going to make.
Me too.
Oh, like Marcus Mariota is going to be good value at $7 million. Or I think we learned a year ago, you get what you pay for sometimes, right? And we all learn that in everyday life. Don't you learn that? Sometimes you go to, whether it's the grocery store or Walmart, and you're like, oh, this name brand is $20.
That's
but
funny.
This knockoff is $12.
I did that with a car battery. I needed a car battery and got the cheapest one. It was done in like 4 months.
Exactly.
Just done. And I should have gotten the more expensive one, and I had to go return it again because it was already emptied. So, yes, you're right.
When you're buying Q-tips and it's like, well, do I need the actual Q-tip for an extra $1.75? These cotton swabs will be fine,
sure,
right?
Sure, softer
and your
ears.
Your ears are bleeding as you just grind away with it. Like, sometimes you get what you pay for. So if I'm looking for a quarterback, the money is irrelevant to me because I'm hoping that he's a guy that I want to pay $20-plus million to because that's the going rate for starting quarterback.
Okay, so real quick before we get to the phone calls, I mentioned whispers. Greg Bedard heard some whispers. Greg Bedard in his latest Patriots podcast for Boston Sports Journal. What people need to keep in mind, that Cam playing and starting, I came to learn was more about how the other players viewed Stidham more than anything else, Bedard said on his podcast. There was not much faith in the building in Stidham. You could even see that when he got into the games and the way he conducted the huddle. For whatever reason, Bedard says, and I don't know if it was the training camp injury or the offseason thing or what have you there, or the way he just conducts himself, there's not a lot of belief in him in that building. He went on, and there was a feeling within the team that if they turned the keys over to Stidham, that it would become a complete debacle down the stretch and wouldn't be good for anybody.
If I was hearing it, I'm sure other people were hearing it.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. I mean, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it personally, and I would argue.
And you hear things.
You know, we can balance that out with Diana Rossini saying they love. I know the timing is different, but they love Jarrett Stidham. It's weird to me that the whole building would fall out of love that quickly, and then something like the huddle. I wish somebody had reported to me at the time that he didn't run the huddle. Did you see one report in any of the games he played that the huddles were an absolute poop show?
No, the huddles. Okay. I'm a
but
huddle.
Did you hear? Just read it.
As a report, I'm telling you, the whispers. Like, for me, I'm a huddle expert. Like, I'm a great huddle reader. I can watch the games on my
couch. Best huddle in flag football.
And I can see the huddle. What goes, and that's, flag football's flag football huddles are tough K-2. Let me just point that out. During COVID, when you're like, hey, kids, you can't be on top of coach or we're going to get in trouble. He was not bad in the huddle. Not as good as Brady. And not as, but Hoyer was bad. Hoyer was bad in the huddle. Really bad in the huddle.
He was bad after
based on what I saw on the couch.
After the snap.
That did
Hoyer
not
was
work
bad
out.
In a lot of ways.
So we'll add Wentz in as well. I'm with you. They should have been more interested than not interested, according to Mark Giardi, at a minimum. 617-779-7937. The phone number. Ray's up in the great state of Maine. He's up on OMF with Mutt and Hart. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, guys. Real quick, I used to coach flag football, too. I equate that a lot to herding cats.
Oh, my God. Ray, did you do the
rough.
K through 2 at the young age? It's exactly like that.
K to 2. I went through it with two sons, and it's pretty rough.
it's worth it, though. It's all about the kids, Ray.
Yes.
For Andy, it's all about wins and losses. Yep. For me, it was about the kids.
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Shut up.
It was a good time.
The quick touch on the Wentz thing, they definitely should have been sniffing around there, looking back at how, you know, at what it actually cost the Colts to get him. You know, I think any chance you get a young guy like that under that kind of control, you know, if all the belief is in Josh, you know, that he could fix him or work with him, then I think they should have at least been looking at that. And at worst case, if Stidham did work out, you could flip him for another draft pick maybe or something, you know, or even just a suitable backup for another year or two. But on the Stidham point, I've kind of been saying it amongst, you know, my group of friends, and I even called into to OMF before to mention this, like right at the end of the year, that, you know, I think Belichick I think he was kind of protecting Stidham a little bit with the weapons things, you know, the whispers of not mentally ready there or physically because of the ailment in the spring, you know, no off season. You've got a guy like Cam, talent wise, he should have been better than he was. Cheap money, get him in there, let him get beat up, let him kind of take the fall and maybe push out Stidham another year, try to get some people around him, you know, and try to build him up. You know, a lot of people, I think it's easy to fall back on that Garoppolo moment. He didn't have it. But back at that time, you know, that team won a Super Bowl. You know, you take Garoppolo out and you put in and Brissett had a Garoppolo moment. Anybody would have had a Garoppolo moment with that team around him. So I think you just kind of give him the actual offseason, really put him through this offseason, see what he can do with some better weapons around him. And if he peters out then and he falls away and you get rid of him or you cut him or you trade him or whatever and you move on.
What makes sense to me? So as you're talking about it, Ray, and thanks for the call, buddy. Like, didn't Cam have the same sort of weird offseason that Stidham did?
Yes.
Signed late, no camp at all, and yet he was just learning the offense. Stidham, theoretically, Andy, should have known the offense. He had a year ahead to watch and learn behind Brady. And so when
correct
you say
me if I'm wrong, Cam Newton's like a 10-year veteran.
Yeah, but it was still clearly.
Oh, okay. Just weird, yeah.
Okay. Who should have been
veteran.
Who should have been better equipped to run the Patriot offense this year?
Cam Newton.
Wrong. Jared Stidham.
Cam Newton.
He had a year and a half, a full year here, then an offseason where he already knew the offense. He wasn't trying to learn all this new terminology. Didn't have to be at the building 18 hours a day the way Cam was. He should have known it. To me, that's a bad sign that he couldn't figure it out after a year or so. That's not good look for him.
Well, how do you know he couldn't figure it out?
Because
that it's mental.
He never
played. I mean, we don't know what the...
Okay,
no, but so you don't know the reason he didn't. You can assume you think you know the reason he didn't play, right?
Yeah. Why do you think he didn't play? We all have our opinions.
Bill can look at him and say he's not ready. He's not prepared. He isn't like the weapons, and he are not ready to go. Just like a lot of people have said, if you bring in a guy like Garoppolo, well, if you bring in Garoppolo, you better bring in other weapons because Garoppolo is not a guy that carries an offense.
Yeah, and a backup quarterback because he will be hurt at some point. So have a good backup quarterback ready.
That is fair. But the idea around Cam, right? One of the selling points for Cam was this is what Cam does. He did it in Carolina. He doesn't have to have weapons around him. He carries an offense. He's used to having lackluster guys working with him. He just needs one big receiver that he can throw to. That'll be N'Keal Harry. He does that. He doesn't need guys that are wide open, right? Those were some of the talking points as to why Cam was actually the perfect fit for this Patriots team in this transition, right? He wasn't. It didn't work. He wasn't good. Like, that was the reality. But we can all presume, based on whatever tea leaves we read, why Stidham didn't play, right?
I read it as a lack of confidence in the player. Right. That's how I read it.
I read it as a lack of wanting to destroy him. A actual hope that he's going to be good moving forward, but he hasn't had the chance to develop by no fault of his own. This was just a weird year. I need to protect him for another year, try to surround him with a little more talent, and maybe he'll be good to go in year three.
Bobby's in Cambridge with Mutt and Hart on OMF. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope everybody's healthy.
You too, Bobby. You too, Ben.
You know, I'm really kind of piggybacking now on, I believe it was that gentleman Ray from Maine that just called. I've been, you know, all along, you're trying to figure the situation out just as an old fan. I really believe there's a reason he's keeping Stidham around. I don't know whether he's going to be good or bad or whatever. But the other thing with me is watching the whole year with Belichick, obviously there's too many holes there. He is not going to pay for a bridge quarterback. The only thing, in my opinion, if he could land somebody as good as a Dak, Prescott, who would be there for 10 or 11 years. That's the only way, maybe go out and get something. And that obviously that's pretty unrealistic. But yes, for me, it starts with the line, offense and defense, and in the draft. And that's where I think he's going to rebuild his team, good to better than good players. Too many positions, and I think that's where the money goes. All right, guys, that's all I have.
Bobby,
have a good day.
The problem I have with that is that, you know, it starts with, especially if you want to recruit some offensive talent. You know, if they're going to spend money on offensive free agents and try to get convince guys that are good to come here and play, it starts with having a quarterback that maybe doesn't sell them on, oh, my God, that guy's great, Andy, but at least some sort of confidence, okay, I can play with that guy. And if it's Jarrett Stidham, like it's less than 4 weeks from now, if Jarrett Stidham's still the only quarterback on the roster, how are you recruiting offensive talent to come play here?
You name me a quarterback you're going to acquire in the next month that's going to recruit.
Mitch Trubisky, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jimmy Garoppolo, any of those three.
Ben Roethlisberger.
We'll get to your Ben take coming up. Calm down over there.
You think Mitch Trubisky, any of those three. You know who Mitch Trubisky would recruit? Backup quarterback, because they know they're going to play because he stinks. Like, I don't understand where you're getting this from.
He was very good down the stretch.
He was not very good. He was acceptable down the stretch.
No, he was very good in the final four or five games. I will do it during the break because I defend
Marcus Mariota was great in one game.
He played
Mitchell Trubisky was good for like a month. And all these guys. You know who hasn't played yet? Jarrett Stidham. He needs to get his chance, damn it.
Because he stinks.
And no one's going to recruit players.
Where were you saying this all? I sat with you for hours during the year. I feel like you were defending Cam playing during the year. And now you're saying Stidham should play?
No, I wanted Stidham to play. I wanted Stidham to play. I wanted to see.
I think
they wasted a year. They spun their wheels. And I actually, who was the last caller? I agree kind of with the last caller. Because you can build your team everywhere else. Because that's where I'm now. I don't think you're getting a quarterback that's the answer unless it's Stidham. I don't think you're getting an answer. Oh. So build everything else. Get your receivers, your tight ends, your D-line, your front seven.
If you build it, he will come.
That's what could happen.
Oh,
now,
God.
The future.
I was kidding.
No, I'm being serious. Maybe a year from now, you're actually available so that a guy like Matthew Stafford doesn't cross you off the list when he's putting together his trade list.
It's Field of Dreams, idiot. Like, only the most famous sports movie ever.
It's baseball, right?
One of the best.
It's baseball.
Best sports movie ever?
No. It's good, but okay, it's not the best.
So what is it? Mr. List, like Mr. Draft?
I like The Natural. I'm very partial to The Natural.
Way too corny.
You're corny.
God. I don't disagree, but I'm saying
Mr. Vest guy.
Ultra corny.
Freaking vest dad. Why don't you be... Hey, I'm a dad. I got a vest on.
What?
The vest. I'm making fun of your
the
vest.
Infamous
yeah,
vest.
Well,
the infamous vest.
Yeah, well, I've worn a vest the last 2 days. You got to look good on Twitch, baby. If it was Monday night,
so then why do you have a vest
raggedy
on?
Own shirt. This vest looks... I look great today.
Are vests still in?
Vests are very...
Let's go to the younger guys.
During winter day, would it wear a jacket? Yes, vests are in.
It's kind of a hard-o move, I think.
Okay. But
my arms don't get cold.
The Spurson speaking right now is wearing a winter hat inside.
The Spurson speaking?
Tyler Devitt is wearing a winter hat inside and calling
That's
a vest
cool.
a hard-o move.
It's cool. Very cold, and I'm not on camera right now.
You're on my
Actually,
camera.
Actually, I am on camera.
Soup and
soup. I was going to say, I can see you, so I know you're on camera.
Hi, everybody. Speaking of Tyler, 617-779-7937. He's trying to crowbar this discussion of another big-time quarterback coming to the Patriots. I think it's ridiculous. Andy does, too. We're going to get to it coming up after we tell you this hour of OMF, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. Tyler crows in some quarterback star talk next on OMF.